This is attorney Anthony Push with the Push & Win Law Firm. We get big results on even the most unlikely of cases. Give us a call today at 833-PUSH-WIN.
Or visit us online at pushwin.com. That's P-U-S-H-W-I-N.com.
We push, you win.
All right.
It's 104.1 KRBE. I'll reintroduce myself. Tyler Fry, do the night show here in Houston, Texas on KRBE. Welcome in Tiesto. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, but it seems like you're doing a little better than I am. You got a hit song out right now called The Business, which we will get to in just a second, okay? So congrats on that.
Thank you.
But I also wanted to give you congrats on being a father. Congratulations on all that.
Yeah, it's been a great year for me, you know? Yeah. Becoming a father, having a big hit.
Yeah.
Can't complain. Life is good.
Life is good. Family is good. Business is good. Everything's good.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, you've been named, do you get sick of hearing this stuff? You've been named the number one DJ by Rolling Stone, the greatest DJ of all time by Mix Magazine. You got accolades out the wazoo. Does it ever, do you get sick of hearing it? Or you're like, I've had a pretty decent career.
No, yeah, it's you know, it's always nice to get a compliment, you know, I'll take it all in. So, I'm flattered by those compliments and it's been great. Yeah, I had a decent career indeed, so I can't complain.
Then, to say the least.
Yeah.
When I first got this email, when this was in the works, like, hey, would you like to, you know, interview Tiesto? And I'm like, wow. I'm like, I don't get starstruck because I've been doing this for 15 years, my career, where I've interviewed a bunch of celebrities and stars, but you're a musical icon. And I remember seeing you, and I think now you live, I was told you live in Denver. I actually saw you in Denver years ago. I don't know when it was, but I actually paid a ticket to see you, and I was so excited to do that. And so it's come full circle here.
Yeah, that's funny. And you're in Houston now. And, I love playing in Houston. I think the crowd there is always really into dance music and it's a very energetic crowd. So
it's funny you say that. So the guy who fills in for me on my show, he's a DJ here locally in town. DJs all over the place. His name is Noel Velasquez. And when he found out, he's like, oh man, can I ask one question? I was like, yeah, absolutely. If you're, you know, you inspired him. So his question to you, what type of advice would you give upcoming DJs who necessarily don't produce or make records? Do you have any advice for DJs that don't produce or make records?
Don't produce. I think producing nowadays is a skill, but having a vision is also a skill. And I think a lot of DJs, they work with different producers because, you know, it's definitely easier to get create a vision. And I think if you have a sound or something you're going for, you can find good producers to work with and do it together. Because that's what I'm most of the time do nowadays. You know, I started off being a remixer and then a mashup DJ, and later on taught myself how to produce. But over the years, I worked with many producers that were way better than me. So, you know, just not get the idea of what I want and then they take it to the next level. So I think that's the best advice I can give you.
Perfect. I'm sure you'll be happy to hear that. Thank you so much. Let's talk about how bad are you missing the crowd and the people right now? Like
really bad. Really bad. Just, you know, it's been a long year and I can't believe it's been a year. It's a big blur. I had a lot of amazing moments though. So I had a great year, but I'm dying to get back on the road and, you know, play some shows and just because the energy you get from the crowd, man, when you play a track, it's the best feeling. And I feel like all the music I make right now is just, I can't wait to play it. You know, it's just sitting there and on my laptop. Right.
I can't imagine because I'm sure you got monitors on your side when you're like DJing a big crowd like that. So you can absolutely hear pretty much everything going out there in the crowd.
I have to. Like a lot of singers, they work with in-ears and then you don't hear the crowd anymore because they have to hear their own voice, I think. But so it makes sense for singing. But for me, I really need to hear the crowd. And when I play a track and they go off, you know, that sound pumps me up even more. And then it makes me excited.
Music festivals, are there any music festivals that you like to play more than any other one? Is there one that really, like, man, this one?
Well, no, I mean, I love most of them. I mean, music festivals are the best because there's a mix of everything, you know. It's nice to walk around on a festival. That's probably the biggest downside for me that I can't walk around on those festivals anymore. Just to go anonymously to a tent and be like, oh, this is a cool DJ, just check it out or something. But I used to love that, man. I used to love to go to festivals and just discover new DJs and new bands and stuff. So, yeah. So.
Very nice. Well, let's talk about the song, the business, your latest single. It's your first release with Atlantic Records. Top 10 Spotify right now. The song's in mostly top 10 categories like Instagram Reels. You're all over the place on TikTok, number one at dance. So let's talk about the song, The Business.
Let's talk about The Business. Yeah, it's just amazing, man. I made the song last year, March, April, I think. Yeah, the beginning of April. And the lyrics were so like connecting with me. I was like, well, you know, by June, we're back into business. So let's get down to business. And everybody was dying to get out again. And
that makes sense.
Yeah, and then it didn't happen, but the song just blew up in the summer and came out in September. And then,
I see it all over the place. On I follow a lot of Instagram per se influencers, I guess, and they're using that all over the place, like on Instagram. So,
and you know, that's the best compliment you can get as an artist. You know, like but people really love your song and really. Really go off on it. You know, when you see them using it on TikTok and Instagram, it's just amazing to see. I love that my music touches people in one way or the other. You know, that's the best feeling you can have.
I think that's the one thing going through this pandemic is music. Really, like music helps in scenarios that nothing else can help. Nothing else can touch. Like music touches the soul. You feel it. And I think that's what's really awesome about music and what we kind of learned during this pandemic, and it helps heal.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. It gives you pleasure and uplifting. I mean, especially my music, I feel like you can use in the gym, you can get pumped up for a meeting or, you know, whatever you want to do. If you play The Business before you do it, I think you're going to feel better. And then let's go.
How long does it take to make a song of that? Like when you start the process, how long do you think it takes to put that thing to start?
It's really funny because every song is completely different. But I felt like in general, the songs that come quick, like Jackie Chan, we did in a day, The Business, we did in a day, you know, those are always the best ones. And sometimes I'm struggling with a song for like 2 weeks and I never get it finished and it never... And if I ever finish it, it never turns into anything amazing. But so the good things come quick.
I was going to say, well, that's a good day's work then. Wow. Well, I haven't accomplished that much in like 10 years. You did it in a day.
Well, I also nowadays, what I've learned is that if I can't finish a song in a day, I'm just going to throw it away. Because then it's not going to work. It needs to come quick. Okay, I have the ideas, this, the baseline, the kick, everything. And if it's not done at the end of the day, it's not going to be a great song. So,
That's interesting. Wow, very nice. Well, you've worked with big names in business all over. You've worked with the biggest names. I'm not even going to name them. Is there anybody that you haven't worked with yet that you would like to work with?
Well, not any names. No, I just like to work with people who are, enthusiastic to work with me as well. You know, and I think that's the most important for a healthy collaboration. Always try to work with people who are very excited to work with you, because then you get the best out of them and you can put the best, they get the best out of you, and then you can make the best song. So I actually rather work with people who are just starting their career or like talented upcoming producers or songwriters, because they're so like hungry and enthusiastic and full of energy, and it's always better. You get the best results.
Well, The Business is out. Other than that, do you have anything coming up that you could talk about, or is?
We're just figuring it all out. Like we had no idea this song was going to be this big, and it's still going. So this weekend it hit 3 million plays a day on Spotify. So it's pretty phenomenal. And so we're just figuring it out. I got some more songs I'll be working on, and got some stuff finished. But I don't know exactly what's going to be next yet. But we're working on it.
Very nice. DJ Tiesto, this was pretty cool for me. I'm just going to be honest with you to have this conversation with you. So I appreciate you taking time out of your day and making this work, The Business. We love it. We're playing it. I just played it last night on my countdown. People are loving it here in Houston. So congrats on the success, your personal life and your business.
Yeah, thank you very much. It was very nice to talk to you.
Thank you, Tyce. DJ Tiesto, thank you.
Cheers.